Today on Real Life Radio.
You understand that if Israel laid down its weapons today, Israel would be destroyed. Did you know that if the Palestinians or Hamas or Hezbollah laid down their weapons today, right, there would be peace? Simple equation, but it's demonically driven.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible.
You know, in a hectic world, it's hard to find a moment's peace. A beautiful sunrise on a quiet beach gives temporary solace. But daily inspiration that will guide and uplift our spirits is what we need the most. It's why people of all ages are turning to devotions with Jack Hibbs. There's a new devotion each week, and previous devotions you can go to start each day with purpose and hope. Jack Hibbs devotions are available on our website at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com, where faith meets real life.
On today's very special edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now with his message called Israel, What's Next? It's a message we're breaking to as we consider Israel, Bible prophecy, and the global shift in times of war. You see, believe it or not, the current situation in Israel, it really isn't about Gaza. It's not even about the Palestinians who are being used by Islam. This is Bible prophecy forming, as Israel will be forced to take greater actions. Today, Pastor Jack tells us these are remarkable times in which we live. The moment Israel was rebirthed as a nation on May 14, 1948, God's stopwatch started again. It's the first time the Christian church and Israel have existed at the same time. Now, in his message called Israel, What's Next?, here's pastor and Bible teacher, Jack Hibbs.
Joel 3, verse 1. For behold, in those days and at that time when I bring back the captives of Judah and Jerusalem. Notice, God says, I'm going to bring them back. Oh, yeah. You know what that means, by the way? God's a Zionist. Did you just hear what I just said? Do you even know? Listen, I know many of you have been to college, so you don't know. God is a Zionist, which means he says in the Bible, I wrote my name on Mount Zion. To be a Zionist means the land belongs to Israel. To be a Zionist means God fulfills his promises. You see why your family's in a big debate over this issue? Are you, damn, come on, man, you sound like a Zionist. I am a Zionist because I've read my Bible. Don't apologize for that. That's what woke does. Woke says, are you a Zionist? You say, I am. I don't know where that accent just came from. I'm a Zionist. I read my Bible because God says, I'm going to rebuild my nation again. And in Joel 3, he announces that, verse 2, I will also gather all nations. This is forthcoming, by the way. This hasn't happened yet. And bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat. I've been there. It's amazing. And I will enter judgment with them watch this. Why, God? Why are you going to enter into judgment with the nations of the world? I'll tell you, basically, he says, on the account of my people. Are you hearing me? The God of the Bible says, I have a people. I picked them. Remember Tevye and Fiddler on the Roof? God, I know we're your chosen people. You chose us. But God, can you choose someone else for a while? On account of my people and my heritage, what's the word?
Israel.
Say it again.
Israel.
It's not the word Palestine. By the way, it's not in any real Bible. So what do you mean any real Bible? Are there fake Bibles out there? There's some dumb Bibles out there that are modern day publications that remove the word Israel and put Palestine in here. And listen to this. And what's hilarious about it is there was no such thing until 135 AD by the Emperor Hadrian from Rome. He named Israel Palestine because he said, I hate the Jews. And I hate their uprisings against the Roman Empire. So we're going to wipe them out. And we're going to do two things. We're going to rename Jerusalem Capitolina, and we're also going to remove the name Israel from its ancient heritage and get them to forget who they are and call it Palestina. One of the hills in Rome is called Palestine or Palestina. It's connected to the root word Philistia. Philistia or Philistine, they resided in Gaza. Do you know what Philistine means? It means those who invade by the sea or from the sea. Those who invade from the sea. I'm a Palestinian. If you're a Palestinian, the word means you've invaded from the sea. You should know that. This is serious stuff, people. All of this is to hopefully bring you to the understanding. God also says this, whom they have scattered among the nations, Joel 3, who they've scattered among the nations, they have also divided up my land. Do nations of the world desire to divide Israel's land? Come on, people, let's wake up. You guys awake? Do you need some coffee? Do you? God says, 2,700 years ago through the prophet Joel, the world is going to seek to divide up my land. Yes. Yes. And that's the biggest passion of the UN today, the United Nothing, yes, is to divide up the nation of Israel. That's okay. Listen, don't worry about it. Just when you hear it, just say, yep, that's what my Bible said would happen. And boy, read the fine print, UN. You're in big trouble later. Big trouble. He says, why? Because they have cast lots for my people. You know what that means? It's a political statement. Why don't you guys take this part of the Jews and you can have those part of the Jews and I'll have this part of the Jews. And can you believe this is in the Bible? It's the Bible. Isaiah 27, verse 6. Those who come, he shall cause to take root in Jacob. This is the return of the Jews in Bible prophecy. Now, you take that for granted because you live in the 21st century. You've already seen it happen. Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the earth with fruit. You guys, Mark Twain passed through Israel and he said, this is the most worthless, treeless, godless landscape I've ever seen. Mark Twain. You go to Israel today, I could sneak a picture in Israel today and take a picture and show you, and you'd say, and I'd ask you, where is this picture taken? And you'd say, kind of maybe somewhere near Zephyr Cove up in Lake Tahoe, or maybe Chino Hills with the rolling hills and the oaks. No. What about those vineyards? Oh, that's Napa or France. No, that's the Upper Galilee region. It's a paradise today. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
It's a fact. I'm sorry if you don't like it, but facts, John Adams said facts are stubborn things. I like that. And by the way, Israel is responsible for filling Europe up with fruit. Isaiah 43, verse 3 says, for I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Ethiopia and Sheba in your place. Since you were precious in my sight, you have been honored and I have loved you. Therefore, I gave men for you and people for your life. Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your descendants from the east and gather them from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not keep them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth. See, God's a Zionist. It means he's going to build up his land of Zion. He's doing it. He's been doing it. And nothing's going to stop him from doing it. Even this war that's going on right now. You think God is waking up and saying, oh my goodness, how did this happen? He knows everything. I understand the suffering is hard to handle, but we're not God. Amen. And by the way, let me say this. We've been created in the image of God. If we care about the suffering, he cares about it infinitely amount more. We just don't deal with it like he does. Abraham says in the end, Abraham said, shall not the Lord of all of the earth do well or do right or do what is right? Amen. Right now, you and I want to call the shots. God says, sit down. I got this. Well, how can this be happening? He answers. In the book of Deuteronomy, he answers. In many other places, he answers. But don't worry. It's not over till it's over. And he's the one that determines that. God is in control of time. And Jesus said there'll be wars and rumors of wars. Boy, does that not describe this moment we're in? Oh, when's the last time, by the way, you heard Ukraine? Vladimir Zelensky, did you see him yesterday? He's crying, the world has forgotten us. That means he's down to like his last $1 billion. I mean, not Ukraine, I mean him personally. I'm sorry, am I? No, I'm not sorry. I'm not sorry. Isaiah 59, verse 21. As for me, says Yahweh. Oh my goodness, look at that. That's the word, listen, that's the name the Jews don't speak out loud. I get it, but we're not Jewish, so we get to speak it. God says in the, listen, God says in his word, proclaim my name among the nations. Well, here we are. That's Yah. That's the name of God. Yahweh, Jehovah, we would say. As for me, this is Isaiah, by the way. God is telling you his name in Isaiah, the great Hebrew prophet. God says, this is my name. I really appreciate this. I made a post. I don't know if any of you saw that Facebook Live I did on Friday. And by the time I got home, I think I needed an armored personnel carrier. God is a title. Yah or Yahweh is a name. Personal, pronoun, name. God, Yah. His name is Yah. Okay? And so on that post, I said to my Muslim friends out there who might be watching, what is the name of your God? And they said, Allah. And I said, no, I heard that. What is the name of your God? Allah. Allah is Arabic for the word, for the name, excuse me, God. So what's his name? Nobody knows his name.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
This is my covenant with them. My spirit who is upon you and my words which I have put in your mouth shall not depart from your mouth, nor from the mouth of your descendants, nor from the mouth of your descendants' descendants, says Yah or Yahweh, Jehovah, from this time and forevermore. Somebody say amen to that.
Amen.
Our God is alive, he's real, and he has a name, and his name is Yah or Yahweh. He's eternal. He has called Israel to be his mouthpiece. Israel, the Bible even prophesied this, that when their Messiah would come, they would reject him. Listen, be careful though. For the last 2,000 years, the gospel has gone to the ends of the earth. When God's word says reject, Jesus rides into Jerusalem and weeps and says, oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, if you had only recognized this your day, but you would not. He said, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Amen. Listen, he's about ready to pick it up once again with the nation of Israel. You ought to read the book of Revelation. It's all Jewish. Amen. It's all of this, is it not? 144,000 Jews. Palestinians? No. Gentiles? No. Jews will preach the gospel. The Bible says there'll be 12,000 of them from each tribe. All males, all virgins. They speak Hebrew. In your Bible, book of Revelation. You should know that. It's in the New. Listen, if you're Jewish and you read Genesis to Malachi and skip the entire New Testament and read Revelation, you'll totally get it. Because everything mentioned in the Old Testament is ended in the book of Revelation. God gives Moses a menorah. Listen, a menorah. You know how many lampstands a menorah has? In fact, if you leave this foyer today, you'll see an artifact. It's real. It's a real artifact. There's only 5 or 8 of those in the entire world right there. And we got one of them. What is it? It's a 7-lampstand menorah. It doesn't appear any other time in the Bible outside the five books of Moses. Doesn't appear any other time until when? The book of Revelation.
Yes. Woo-hoo!
Amazing. I took a vacation. I didn't talk for a week, and now I'm out of shape. I'm tired. It's amazing how when you don't use your diaphragm, you lose it really quick. So I'll try to find mine again. Where was I? What was the last thing? Psalm 130, verse 7. Psalm 130, verse 7 says, O Israel, hope in the Lord. There's his name again. For with the Lord, his name, there is mercy, and with him is abundant redemption. Isn't that good news? This world's nuts, but God's good. And he shall redeem Israel from all his iniquities. Isaiah 27:14, and it shall come to pass in that day that the Lord will thresh from the channel of the river to the brook of Egypt, and you shall be gathered one by one, O you children of Israel. Point number two, Israel, what's next? It's this. What is the origin of the land of Israel? What is the origin of the land of Israel? Hey guys, I gave you that video right at the end, right before I walked out, these poor guys, I torture our tech group. Can you guys play that video that was on either TikTok or Instagram? Listen carefully, everybody.
Information on history.
Israel has only been a state since 1948. Palestine is thousands of years old.
I remembered this guy, Jesus Christ on a motorbike. Sorry, Mia, you are wrong. Israel is 3,000 years old, 75 years young. And this is not coming from a Jew, but from a proud Muslim. The prophets of God whom I believe in were Israelites. A significant number of these prophets disseminated their teachings in the land of Canaan, a land which Joshua bin Nun later renamed Israel. And then King David proclaimed Jerusalem as the nation's capital. Yes, Mia, it wasn't Donald J. Trump. It was King David. Even Jesus of Nazareth, Mia, called the land Israel in the Gospel of Matthew. The Roman Emperor Hadrian expelled Jews from Israel,
now,
erasing the name Judea. He supplanted it with the Roman Latin term Syria Palestina, which evolved into Palestine. Similarly, the city of Shechem was changed to Neapolis or Nablus, which means in Roman Latin, new city or new place. The Jewish people, dear Mia, are not foreign colonialists in the land of Israel. I wish you'd inform your audience that Israelis and Palestinians ought to coexist peacefully, and that peace is the only way, not marring history or disseminating falsehoods. Please share this video as it may reach Mia and others.
So I don't know that guy, but that's okay. I don't have to know that guy. He was almost 100% true. David didn't name Jerusalem, Jerusalem. God did. God did that previously. However, that's okay. That's completely okay. What he said, 99.9% is exactly true. All right? He mentioned something, though, about coexisting in peace. Do you understand that if Israel laid down its weapons today, Israel would be destroyed? Did you know that if the Palestinians or Hamas or Hezbollah laid down their weapons today, right, there would be peace? Simple equation, but it's demonically driven. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country. Remember, I'll just finish the verse. From your family and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. Okay, Abram. Where did Abram come from? Ur. Chaldees. Was that Jewish or was that pagan?
Pagan.
Was Abram a Jew or a Gentile?
Gentile.
Oh, good. Do you attend here? This is what's fun when I talk to my Jewish friends. The first Jew was a Gentile first. There's a reason for this. He was a pagan worshiping Gentile. And God called him out of that world. And if you really want to blow your mind, Abram became Abraham because he believed in the promises of God. Okay, watch. And God declared him righteous, before Moses was ever born and gave the Ten Commandments and before he was ever circumcised. God called Abraham righteous. Listen, when God calls you righteous, there's nothing left but oh, happy day. Why is it this way? You say, well, wasn't the pagans in the land of Israel before Israel showed up? Yes. It always has to be that way. Weren't you alive first in your paganism before you came to Christ?
Yes.
The flesh always comes first. That's why the children of Israel were commanded by God. Joshua leads them in, the first Israeli general commando, leads them into Canaan. Why? Because God says, I want you to push out all of this paganism. Well, but they were there first. Well, it depends if you believe the Bible or not. They were there first, but God made the land. And sin comes, right? Sin, we're born with sin. We inherit Adam and Eve's fallenness, nature. The flesh always comes first. Evil was in the land first. God says we have to, so to speak, circumcise the land. By the way, doesn't God say in the New Testament, you want to come and follow me? I don't care about outward circumcision. That accomplishes nothing. I want to know if your heart has been circumcised. Think of that. People can get so caught up in religion, miss God completely. Do this, do that, stand up, sit down, wear this, give this. God says, I don't want it. I want your heart cut away with the old flesh that doesn't feel anything, and I want you to become very, very, very tender toward me. That's the God of the Bible. The flesh always comes first, and God does his work second. And that's what's going on right now, by the way. If you go to Israel today, you'll be shocked to find out how many people do not believe in God. It's amazing. So are you Jewish? Yes, I'm Jewish. Where are you guys from? California? Oh, nice to have you. So tell me about growing up here and believing in God and all this in the land of God. God? Many Jews will say, I don't believe in God. They'll say, where was he in the Holocaust? He abandoned us, so I don't believe in him. Well, what you're actually saying is you do believe in God. You just don't like the way he's been doing things, because you can't get upset at somebody that doesn't exist. I just want to make that clear. I understand their pain and their hurt, but it can be, listen, friends, it can be remedied in a moment if you start reading your Bible and stop listening to people. Just read the Word of God. Start in Genesis. You'll meet him in the pages of his love letter to us. Genesis 12, verse 4. I'm asking God to stop the clock. They do it in the NFL. Can't we do it here? Call a timeout? Genesis 12:4. So Abram departed as the Lord had commanded him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Then Abram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his brother's son, and all their possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran. And they departed to go to the land of Canaan. So they came to the land of Canaan, and Abram passed through the land to the place of Shechem, as far as the timothy tree of Moreh, and the Canaanites were then in the land. Pagan worshiping. They worshiped Ishtar and Zeus and all of these ancient Babylonian deities. They were there. Moloch, Remphan, all of these pagan deities. Listen, if you don't believe me, go to the British Museum of History. Or if you're in England, go to the Ashmolean Museum in Oxford University. What do you see? You see all of these pagan idols that are crafted and carved out, and then you see the museum's description. This is from the era of this BC period, and this artifact was found in Israel on such and such a date, excavation. We don't have blind faith as Christians. Our faith, listen, our faith is founded upon facts. You need to know that.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio with his special message called Israel, What's Next? Thanks for listening today. And our prayer is that the war in Israel, as it relates to end times events, is a wake-up call for all of us, that Jesus is truly the Son of God and the Savior of the world. Won't you come to Jesus today? We sincerely hope you do. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. Now, of course, a lot of us want to keep up with the war in Israel, get some good and accurate information, and we have a lot of updates coming from people that are really quite knowledgeable in this area. Pastor Jack, Amir Sarfati, Jan Markell, Barry Stagner, and more. These updates will be available on the Real Life Network. Sign up for free at reallifenetwork.com. What exactly is Real Life Network? Well, it's a streaming service that brings you the best in cancel-free Christian and conservative content. You really should sign up at reallifenetwork.com. That's reallifenetwork.com.
Hey, everybody, really excited to let you guys in on a great book that is written by Jeff Kinley and Todd Hampson. And here is the title. Are you ready for it? It's a big one. The Prophecy Pros Illustrated Guide to Tough Questions About the End Times. It is a great book. This book will walk you through those tough things about Bible prophecy and how simple they can really be when you answer the Bible with Bible.
A copy of the Prophecy Pros Illustrated Guide to Tough Questions About the End Times will be sent to you when you donate to the Ministry of Real Life today. Get your copy at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.